Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, it's Monday, October 7th. And yes, in the previous segment, we reflected on the difficulties presented by the 2023-24 midsummer drought on our summer grains and oilseeds and the downward revision of the crop that we continue to see. But I think this week we must look ahead to say, is the La Nina prospect conversation that we've been having still a talk of the day, or are there any new developments? Because these estimates and views, they get to be revised by a range of organizations on a monthly basis. And globally, we tend to follow about two organizations. That's the Australian Bureau of Meteorology. And in the US, we look at what the International Research Institute for Climate Society at Columbia University tends to say about the climate change. And both of those organizations, they continue to tell us that we are in a La Nina watch space. At least that's what the Australians are saying. By La Nina watch, they mean that there are some signs and strong signs that La Nina is occurring and maybe the reality that we are living with are now in the 2024 and going into the 2025 summer season. The Americans are saying we are already in the La Nina space. And if you look at the data that they put out on a monthly basis on the probabilities, for September, they were saying there's a 50% chance that we are already in La Nina. And of course, it was La Nina in the neutral state. They were almost on par in September. And if you look at their October, November, December, January prospects, the La Nina forecasts are the highest. And then somewhere when you get to February, March, and going forward, La Nina is still strong, but there is also some normalization on the weather conditions. And I think that the normalization of weather conditions should not be viewed as a bad thing, because when someone says the weather is normalizing from a period of maybe an El Nino, then normalizing means that we are going in ordinary weather conditions for the summer season, which then for us in South Africa and in Southern Africa, it means that we could get some rainfall. And perhaps a bit of an explanation about how La Nina and El Nino impact differs in Southern Africa region. A La Nina typically brings above normal rainfall, while an El Nino would bring below normal rainfall. And I would say then if you are in a neutral state, you are somehow getting the ordinary rainfall conditions that you would get for a particular season. The past season we were in an El Nino, which in part is why we had that harsh summer drought that I talked about in a previous segment. And if you haven't listened to that segment, I would advise that after this one, tap into it. It's very short and you listen on what we have to say about the crop conditions in South Africa and indeed the entire Southern Africa region. So this time around, if then there's this strong likelihood of a La Nina, it does mean that there is also strong likelihood of good rainfall in South Africa and indeed the entire Southern Africa region. And that's what now we are looking at. And of course, it's not enough to only look at what the global forecasters are saying. It's important also to look at what do the South African weather authorities say. And this past week, the South African Weather Service published their seasonal monthly update report on their seasonal climate watch. That's what they titled that report. And they make an important point there where they are saying, look, the current prediction indicated development of a La Nina state during the start of the summer season. However, there is still significant uncertainty about the prediction. They are more cautious than what perhaps maybe we hear from the Americans. And I would say this African weather authorities and the Australian weather authorities somehow speak in the same tone where they are saying, we are seeing the signs of a La Nina developing, but we cannot really completely call it out. There's still some signs of uncertainty. So we watch to see then what will come out. But the one thing that the South African weather authorities have said is that at the start of the season, we may see a change in a rainfall outlook. And they think that the eastern regions of South Africa, they may be slightly wetter, and the central regions where they are worried. They say, look, there in the northeastern regions, that's Mpumalanga and the other parts. At this point, They still see some patches of possible drier weather conditions. And then this worries them because Mpumalanga is an important region for our yellow maize, for our soybean, and a range of other crop and fruits that are there. But of course, they're not calling it out. They're saying this is what they are seeing at this moment, which means then the monthly update of the South African Weather Service for October begins to be very important to look into that and as to what they will be saying. And for me, I wouldn't necessarily say if you are farming in Mpumalanga, you have a problem. If you are in Central South Africa, this is fine, because the bottom point is that we have now come out of an El Nino, which is a drought. So strong likelihood that you may be normalizing, but also strong likelihood that you may be getting into a La Nina. By all means, when you look at the international forecasters and you're looking at everybody, they are all sitting at the La Nina watch, others already on a La Nina state. So in a way, I would say we remain upbeat about the next season on agriculture. And of course, I talk on these things mostly about the crop conditions, but it's not only the issue of grains and the oilseeds, because when the weather conditions are favorable, it does mean that those that are in vegetables and the others, they may use slightly less water in irrigation than they ordinarily would when it is dry. So a rainy weather season is always good for everyone that is in the agricultural space, the vegetables, the fruits, and the others, because then it keeps us in a fairly good weather conditions and good rains that assist their fruits, vegetables, and indeed the field crops. But the other element that also benefits is the livestock, because of course there's still some grazing that is happening, and if it's dry and the grazing felt is not good, that does weigh on the livestock industry, which is why again in these favorable rainy summer season that improves the grazing conditions, it benefits the livestock. The livestock industry also benefits from cooling of the grain prices, because when there is a good season and then grain prices are cooling, and then that helps the livestock, anyone who needs to buy yellow maize or buy soybeans for their livestock, then that for feed, it helps a great deal. And even on the poultry sector, because remember, when you're thinking about the poultry industry and the feed component, roughly 70% of the poultry feed is yellow maize and soybeans. So when soybeans prices are cooling off, yellow maize prices are cooling off, that tends to be a benefit for them. So a drought gets to be bad for everyone, and a rainy season gets to be good for the entire agricultural sector. Although because of the dominance of the grain industry in certain regions, we always typically comment on it when we are thinking or talking about the season ahead. But I would say so far the indications suggest that we may be getting into a recovery path, because the past season was tough, and I'm sure that the financial impact of that for some, they will feel it for quite some time. Perhaps maybe the one thing that may have helped is the fact that we were emerging from about four consecutive seasons of excellent grain and prices, where in South Africa we had ample yields, but also global prices of grains were elevated for a number of reasons, fights in the wars in the Black Sea, droughts in South America, China buying a lot of grain. That provided a necessary and a good support for farmers in the grain industry so that they continued to benefit in a time where they also had an excellent yield. But of course, if you are a user of grain, that was a tricky season, because the crop was there, the harvest was good, but the prices weren't coming down in as fast as perhaps maybe you were used to that reaction in the past. So that was a complication for folks in the livestock and poultry industry. But this time around, of course, things are different. Globally, there's a lot of grain, and we are already seeing that the global prices are cooling off. This is why in South Africa, if you were to look at the prices today, you'll realize that yellow maize prices are roughly 1,000 rand less than the white maize prices, driven by the cooling off of the international grain prices. As well, the same story with soybeans. Soybeans has cooled off over time. And if you look at those prices, and that reflects the increased supply internationally. White maize in South Africa is still elevated, but that speaks to the supply constraints domestically and in the region, because South Africa remains a major white maize producer alongside with the likes of Mexico. So when we have a challenge on the white maize side, the region tends to feel that impact. So the positive thing then about now, if the La Nina materializes as we hope, is that this recovery on the agricultural conditions won't only be a story of South Africa, but it could be a story of the entire region, which is positive for agriculture. So we are looking ahead. We are looking ahead with optimism that we may be heading to a better agricultural season. Perhaps let me close with about three broad statements about what exactly am I trying to put forward in this week's segment. The first point I would underscore is that South Africa, and indeed the Southern Africa region, is out of an El Nino cycle, which typically brings drought and has had a devastating impact on agriculture in the 2023-24 summer season. The second point is that there is reason to be optimistic about La Nina possibilities and favorable rains in the 2024-25 season. But let's be mindful of what the weather service is saying in South Africa, and let's watch what they will report in the coming weeks. The last point would be that even if we are out of a La Nina cycle and then we get to a neutral state will still be relatively favorable for agriculture because it implies normality. It doesn't imply drought. Drought is implied by La Nina. So in essence, I am inclined to be optimistic that this is a recovery period that we are getting in, and it's good for crops, it's good for livestock, and indeed it's good for the horticultural industry in South Africa. If there are any changes on this, of course we'll update in the next podcast, but for this week that's it from me, folks, and thanks for listening. And as always, my name is Wandile Sihlobo. You can follow me on socials at Wandile Sihlobo across all socials, and follow us, the podcast Kokeli Podcast on X, and you can read also some of the comments that we put out. I mean, I have regular updates on X, but also in my blog. The link for my blog is in the description of this podcast. Thank you so very much for listening.